Hello again, everyone, on this lovely June 4th, 2023. It's so good to be together. It's so good to claim our unity and speak our heart for the blessings of ourselves, the ones we love, and all that is, by even the greatest extension, part of our unity, which actually includes everything. Sometimes it's too far over the horizon to see or think about, but it's there. And I just want to also thank Nancy for being here this week. We are so happy to have her fellowship and her teamsmanship on making this call work. So Nancy, hello.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Hi, everyone. Hope y'all are having a wonderful day. Looking forward to sharing with y'all today. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, well, we love it, and we love having you. So we're starting to get some people on the board. Let me just do a proper invitation. For those of you who are new, this is a call that is very much participation generated. I always have messages to add or initiate. Sometimes the messages come directly from Yeshua. Sometimes they come through you as the proper question that needs to be asked right now or needs to be said right now, generating what you would like to see more of in our community, in our world, and in your life. So whatever you initiate could just as easily be prompted by the Holy Spirit as much as I could reply. So we're very much a participation group, but I also want to relieve the pressure from anyone who just does not like to speak in public. You don't have to, because God hears your every thought, your every wish, and understands your every need. Just the fact that you show up is your statement of request. And there will be many, many times in the call when you can just take a moment and offer your own prayer quietly and or with your loved ones. And it's really good. I just want to say, from experience over so many years, it's really good when you arrive with your loved ones, because then you can share the call and share the experience of the blessing. It's always free, and it's always without what I would call a sermon type presentation, because we are open to the love of God in whatever form it comes. We are Christian, but we love Jesus. We love Yeshua, which was his original name. We love him. We worship him. We adore him and seek sustenance from our life for him. But the doctrines that have been developed by the churches are sometimes, I wouldn't say in disagreement, but they're not always on the same page. And so we just don't go there, because we include everyone. And so we stay focused on the things that we all know are true. We all know that God loves us. We all know that love is the power in this universe. And so just feel free to express your delights, your concerns, because we will accept them. We do not expect you to have in any way a biased thought or a particular doctrine in order to be here. Whatever brought you here by inspiration and by the love of God is good enough for us. So, and we don't expect anyone to be a perfect person. I certainly am not. And The interesting thing is when Yeshua walked on the earth, he kind of avoided perfect people because they were a little bit self-righteous. So he always went to the ones who needed his help. And that usually meant somebody who was in a little bit of trouble or a little bit of concern of some type. So it's okay that you bring your concerns. We accept it all. And we are on the way you log in to offer your gratitude, your ask for a blessing, or make an inquiry of some sort, like what do we do next in this crazy world? We could just press *6. That will bring you onto our message board. And then press 1, and that will open your line so that when we're ready to call on you, you're off in the queue and next up. All right. Well, I guess that was something that, well, every now and then I feel I need to say it because we do get new people coming every week, and I just want to extend a very hearty welcome to all of you. Okay, my lovely loved ones. Nancy, would you take over the board and see who's there?
Absolutely, and I couldn't have said it better. Welcome, everyone, and I hope you jump on to share whatever is in your heart today. And we do have some callers already. Let me open up the first line. Caroline, hi there. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, everybody, and love to all. I actually have a couple questions I wanted to ask. The first one is about the Conversations with Jesus CDs. Glenda, you mentioned you have put together a new version of that with it being downloadable. How does I already have the Conversations with Jesus on CD. Is this slightly different, or is this just that it's downloadable this time? I'm wondering if you could do an explanation on that. And then I also had a second question.
Okay. Well, so let me answer your question first.
Yeah.
Or you want to just ask your next question first?
The second one is, do you have the online seminar date set yet? That may or may not be the case.
No, I don't yet.
Okay, well, that was a quick answer.
I need to get lined up first. All right. Well, as for Conversations with Jesus, it is the exact same content. Nothing has been added or removed. However, there is better technology now for sound replication and for sound filtering. And I wasn't expecting that I would be able to benefit the CDs, but the way we moved it into downloadable form or USB thumb drive, that's what I was looking for, is that it had to first be converted into an MP3 recording. Well, the technology now on conversion to MP3 is light years away from what it used to be. And so I was so impressed with the downloadables and with the thumb drive that I asked our company, I said, well, can we rewrite the CDs with this new MP3, master copy. Okay. And he said, yes, we can. So we now have not a lot, because I really didn't expect to be needing a lot of the CDs, since they're of an older generation of recording. But we have some. And the sound quality is better, but it's not so much better that you should throw away your other CDs. You might want to gift your other ones to somebody. And now we've got a new person who answered the message. But so the new ones are better. But I wouldn't say throw away the other ones you have. Maybe give them to your church or to a spiritual group or a friend that would just love to hear this message. Then you replace them. Now, the great thing about the downloadables that I'll add to that little bit of information is that over the years, see, these have been available since 1996. And that makes them pretty doggone old, okay? And over the years, some people have either lost or damaged or at least scratched maybe not the whole set, but one or two. And so we get requests so often, can I just replace one or two? But unfortunately, we have these produced in sets. And I would have to break up a set in order to give you an individual CD. So we've not been able to do that. But the downloadables now are available not only as a full set, but individually. So let's just say that your CD number five, session number five, has scratches all over it, and it's just annoying trying to listen to it. You can download number five to your computer and save it to your computer. And then you can actually even send it to a thumb drive of your own. And that allows you to get the ones, in other words, to replace your set. And these individual downloads are just $6. So it's not going to break the bank. And you get your favorites back that got a little bit too scratched to enjoy.
Oh, that's great. And so what I think I'm going to do is I'll hang on to the CDs, but I'm going to probably also want to get the whole set in downloadable format so I can listen to it on my computer as well. So that's a great idea.
Or in the car. Yeah, you could put it in your car, yes, too, and it just comes right through the speakers. That's what's so nice when you're traveling, you know?
Well, Nancy, that's for the thumb drive.
Right,
I think she was talking about just downloadable.
Oh, gotcha.
Or even the thumb drive, but the thumb drive you can download onto your computer as well. So that's
exactly
pretty much the same deal.
Exactly. and I would really recommend the thumb drive, except for the possibility of those who want individual downloads to replace a scratched or broken CD from the past.
Right.
That's a great benefit we have now. But see, the thumb drive, full set is the same price as the downloadable, same price. And you have more mobility, more durability with the thumb drive because, you know, computers aren't going to last forever also. And they could be hit by a virus. And you might lose everything that you downloaded to your computer, but you're not going to lose what's on that thumb drive. So I really actually would recommend that, except for the individual downloads that can patch and repair a previous set.
Well, yeah, thank you for doing that, Sandra. I think that's really beneficial to everyone to be able to have those things in that format. Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, we tried to because this message is the rock and the foundation. You know, Yeshua said to Peter, "You're my rock. Upon you I build my church." Well, to me, he said these messages are the rock. And what so many people love about them is that they feel in my voice and in my vulnerability, shall we say, being in front of an audience, speaking for the first time to other people about these conversations. They feel a direct connection to him, almost as if they had been there and he was talking to them. So there's a very special recorded
personal. And Glenda, can I ask Can I ask another question? How much of that material is actually in the two books?
Well, none in
Love Without End in particular.
Love Without End has more, because when Yeshua asked me to speak, all I could do is go through all of my notes and put them together, organize them topically. And they're organized topically, but not exactly by the same chapter formats in the book. And I couldn't find all my notes. I gathered all that I could get. So I would say that these tapes represent about 85% of what's in the book. See, I found two or three folders of notes after the CD, after the lectures were recorded. I found folders of new notes. And then also, when I was writing the book, I would think, is this the way he said it, or did he say it that way? And he or the Holy Spirit would show up and say, do better. It was this way. You know? And so they would fill in the gaps for me. And so the book has everything. Because my senior editor sitting on my shoulder was the Holy Spirit. And on the other shoulder, standing behind me, was Yeshua reviewing everything I wrote. So everything's in the book. But the book, and I don't want to say this, I actually say this with a lot of satisfaction and pride. The book is a piece of literature. It really is. I get comments on that all the time, that so many books are written that are not reader-friendly, and they're not even particularly literate. But this book is a piece of literature that was created by Yeshua, the Holy Spirit, me, and five highly trained readers. All of us with the firm conviction that we were writing a book to last through the ages. And it needs to. So it has a polish to it that is not in the recordings. But then the recordings have a vulnerability and an innocence that was sculpted out through the proper structure of literature in the book. And better editing and better organization. But essentially, the message is identical.
But there is something about listening. You know, Caroline, when you listen, it's just for me, when we listen to them, I don't know, there's a different level of, it's a different dimension of receiving and understanding when you just listen. I don't know if it hit you that way when you first listened. But, you know, Gary and I, we back in the day, Glenda, you had them in cassette in three packs, and we bought a three pack.
I know.
And we worked on the One Spirit, the Heart, and he really wanted the adamantine particles. And so, but it was like, it was so rich and full that just those three. So I really love that you give people the opportunity to just select one that maybe really speak into their heart about something that they really need to understand and apply in their life and help them. And so it's such a nice benefit. So.
Well, see, that's what we have again with the individual downloads. Because if you go there and you're not sure about the whole message, but you sure are interested in knowing something about this subject, like maybe Jesus on science. Where do you
right.
go to hear Jesus speak on science? You know, and just out of curiosity, and or the Beloved, or the Sacred, the Heart.
The Heart, yeah.
You know, yeah, so you can cherry pick on the downloadables. Get your favorites, listen to them, and you'll probably get the whole set. And you know, it's just, it's a process. That's what I'm thinking. It's just a process of taking it into your own heart and soul and converting it into how you live your life. That's the real download right there.
Right there. Well, thank you so much, Caroline. I mean, this is so important, and so glad you asked, because it helps support the ministry and the church and Glenda, and we're just really happy that it's going to get out there, you know, more and so easy. So thank you so much for asking these questions.
Well, thank you, and blessings to all.
And to you.
Thank you, Karen. Have a great Sunday and lovely next week.
Okay, then. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Hi, we have Christopher. Your line is open.
Good morning. Hello, everyone. Well, afternoon. So first of all, just again, thank you so much for being here with us every week. And Glenda, thanks for your message in the beginning. As someone who's who's come from a background of very diverse spirituality and come to Christ and Christianity through later in life, kind of come around full circle from my childhood, it's really amazing to hear, to feel the welcome that's here for people of all traditions, and also for me to feel the solidity of Christ and that path, the way, being here. So I just love how you hold it in that way, and it's an encouragement to me as someone who is a minister in many ways in my life, to feel the focus as well as the expansiveness of the ministry.
We want you to feel good. You know, this is the thing. In the presence of Christ, we should feel great. Not just good, but we should feel great. Because he came here to make us feel great.
That's so, it's such a great reminder, you know.
You know, it just is, you walk through the whole, you walk through the whole New Testament. Never once did somebody feel bad because they knew Christ.
Right.
And that's been the really salient feature, you know, because I love traditions. You know, I have a degree in religion, and I love traditions, and so I'm always looking at the Christian tradition and all the different lineages and things, and, mm-hmm. you know, listening to other preachers and teachers. And what I found when I came to Spiritus and have had these visions and experiences of Yeshua is the freedom, the utter freedom, the utter purity and clarity and love and acceptance that I haven't seen elsewhere. And I'm just so excited about it. So thank you. And I wanted to share this experience that has happened this last week, both just as a testimony and a celebration. Last week was Pentecost. I woke up just before waking up in that dream, in between dream and sleep. I had a vision. And in that vision, I saw like almost like what the sky looks like when the sun's behind a cloud. I saw these three layers of light, blue, yellow, or golden, and white. And as I was gazing on it, I said, this is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is the Trinity. I felt it. And something entered me. I did not know it was Pentecost. I didn't know that until I woke up. And then I came to the call. And during the blessing, when you were giving the prayer, and you said something about sending out blessings to those who felt hopeless, it was, I don't remember your exact words, but that was what my heart heard. And my hands went right up, and I felt that energy that I saw in the vision, the golden light, coming through mm-hmm. my hands. And my hands were circling and vibrating in a very kind of subtle way. Like, and, you know, I've done healing. I was a Reiki master for many years, and this was different. It was a pulsating feeling in my hands that has stayed with me this week, this connection to that Holy Spirit. And I just want to celebrate what you said, that the Pentecost was the beginning of Spiritus Church, that the dispensation of the Holy Spirit from Christ to us happened on that day, and that this is a continuation of that legacy. And I felt it with me. Well, the Eastern Orthodox Church, they celebrate Pentecost today. So I decided I'm going to celebrate it all week. And I felt that presence with me and this new energy flowing through me. And I'm just so excited about it.
Oh, great.
So I wanted to celebrate that.
Yes. Well, with your studies, you probably know much about the significance of Pentecost. But for those who don't know, Pentecost was, it was actually back in the day when the Holy Spirit came to the apostles, it was an agricultural holiday. You know, this is when they blessed the crops and the seeds and harvested some things that were part of the early production. But it was a celebration of the abundance of the earth. And I think that's very appropriate in some ways for the church to be born on that day, because therein is the abundance of the earth spiritually. So there's a very deep synchronicity. Just a moment. There's a very deep synchronicity, but what most people don't understand is that Yeshua did not create the church or any church. He was the church. He is the church now. Okay? So he was the church, he is the church, and he didn't need to create even a congregation, because he called the congregations to him. Now, after he left, he said to, or even before he left, he advised the apostles that I will be sending to you a counselor. In other words, I will be sending to you in spirit my presence, the presence of the Father in me, to be your counselor and to walk with you and to guide you. In other words, he knew that they would be lost without guidance. And so he told them, I'm sending the Holy Spirit to guide you, to nurture you, to help you. Okay. And that needed to be fully, fully confirmed and fully received. Well, when the Holy Spirit came to the apostles on the day of Pentecost, that's when they knew that they were joined. All of them were joined, like a bride and groom were joined in marriage, to each other to create the church. And this is why so often the church is referred to as the bride of Christ, because those who receive the Holy Spirit together were taken as a bride to her groom, or vice versa, united in it was holy union. And from that point on, then the communion that happened the day before the night before the arrest took on more significance. It was not just it was not just dinner. It was not just a celebration of their love for one another. It was, from now on, holy communion. Because the Holy Spirit among those in attendance created there at that moment the body of Christ as a church. Now, there was no doctrine given to it. The whole significance of that moment is that it was the presence of Christ reunited with them through the Holy Spirit to be one body, working as one body. However, as they went out into the world, they found it necessary, whether they went to Egypt India, Rome, wherever they went, they would be of necessity required to accept the local customs, the local beliefs, the local practices, because Yeshua did not tell them to go and, for example, force the Greeks to be circumcised. There's no way they were going to do that. No way. Okay. And other things about other communities and, for example, dietary practices they had to be accepted. And then there was the heritage and the history of all these other communities that mm-hmm. became part of the melting pot to different congregations. So out of that were the separate and specific doctrines developed. And the doctrines, whatever church you're talking about, the doctrines are all secondary to the Spirit of Christ. They're all mm-hmm. secondary to the Holy Spirit and to the literal body of Christ that we yeah. are joining and uniting together for the work of God on this earth, the dispensation of love into this earth, and yeah. The telling of truth into this world. So the work of God is always primary. The doctrines, then, are secondary. We do respect them because it's a little bit like respecting each other. You know, we all come from, well, maybe not in this congregation, but I think so. We come from many different countries and cultures. And if we met in a room, which we've done many times for our blessing, we are fascinated with each other's different cultures. Mm-hmm. And we love them. We like to, we'd love to taste the food. We'd love to hear the stories. And we love the colorful texture that it brings to our shared life. But all of that is secondary to the love of God. And so this is why we say the church was created on the day of Pentecost. Mm-hmm. Yeshua was the church when he was here. And he called the congregations to listen. Okay, well, Christopher, thanks for stimulating that very, very long response. But that's...
We so appreciate it, Linda. It's wonderful to hear. It's wonderful to hear it. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm really, really proud to be part of this community and blessed to be here with all of you. And thank you, Nancy, so much.
Well, thank you, Christopher. We love you so much. We're so happy for all your accomplishments and everything that you're working on. We know you're blessing everyone around you, so thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Glenda, we have, let's see, line. Hi, Susan. How are you today?
Hello, everybody. Good, good. So my son has gone through a difficult time, and his name is Matthew. So I would like to put him on the list. And a good friend went through open heart surgery this week, and I'm told that that it went well. So his name is Dennis, and I would like to put him on the list. And I would just like to also share that about a month ago, I got really good and sick. And I knew that I had the cancer center. I'd had like 4 weeks, and it was time because I go every 3 months to go. And I wanted to be clear by the time I went, which was a few days ago. And so the miracle is, I mean, I was really, you know, good and sick, and to the point where I really became dehydrated. And by miracle, using the pendulum and, you know, clairaudience coming in loud, which it used to all the time, but now it basically doesn't, but I heard clearly Pedialyte, and, you know, within that time, things were right with me. I could tell by my body. And the interesting thing is, and as I say, I had 4 weeks. I said, I don't want to go. And I made up my mind that if I needed help, I would go to my family physician over the cancer center. I had an experience a few years ago, which wasn't good. And I figured I would go to him if I needed it. And I didn't think I did. And lo and behold, I went to the cancer center. And, you know, I lied. She goes, oh, you know, were you sick? I said, no, everything was fine. Oh, well, all your values look great. She goes, your liver looks great. Your kidneys look great. Your electrolytes. I went, oh, my. And they were so off. If she took this 2.5 weeks ago or three, well, she would have gotten a whole different reading. It was bad. And I just said, good. That's because you're looking, everything looks great. In fact, we don't even want you to see the doctor. We want you to see the nurse practitioner. You know, basically, I was amazed that in 3.5 weeks with heavy congestion and automatic, because I have asthma, you know, terrible asthmatic bronchitis and then going into, you know, into dehydration and everything, that I could turn out fine between constant use of the pendulum and, you know, and the guidance I got, to me, that was miraculous. And I went, it's okay. You don't have to tell them. They see a paper. They you know, they've got your report, which took you was an hour ago at the lab. They know what's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's telling you everything's good and you're feeling good, you know everything's good. To me, that I had to share it because it was, to me, it's a major miracle. Oh, my God. You know, and, yeah. A major miracle.
Well,
not to,
Susan,
you know.
Susan, you are now a living miracle. You've taken the miraculous into your being. So with your own discernment, your own wisdom, you knew when to go. You knew where to go. And you took charge of yourself with your wisdom. And that wisdom didn't come from nowhere, my dear. That wisdom was well earned through through faith and strength and application of good measure. And by the grace of God, the many miracles you've already had, you knew how to make yourself ready for another one.
Yeah, it was, and you know, and all of you guys, which I immediately asked for prayers. I asked Nancy, I asked, you know, I asked the community. It was a combination of so much, but I had to share the story because it's a testament of amazing, and my love for my body, and, you know, the love for the communication, not only just with God, but with my body. And God, you know, it's unbelievable.
That is lovely. I'm so happy for you, Susan.
Thanks.
You touched his love. You touched his garment. You reached out and did it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. And with all of your help. Yeah, thank you.
We love you.
We are here
thank
for
you,
Susan.
Oh, no more than I love all of you. Couldn't be without you. Wouldn't want to be without you.
We wouldn't want to be without you either, so. Got you back.
Thanks. Thank
and
you,
by
sweetie.
The way, I'm going to make you a candidate for Texas citizenry. Never, other than in Texas, have I ever heard anybody say good and sick.
good and sick. Yeah. In one good word, in one sentence, that's
right.
Perfect. I love it. That's great, Glenda.
Right. Oh, that's great.
You
great.
Have
it's
qualified.
Official.
You
qualified
for citizenry.
Oh, great.
It's
great.
Almost, awesome. It's almost like y'all come.
That's right.
Oh, that's so good. It just makes us all smile inside, knowing all the miracles
that
are happening. It's just so good.
Yeah. So.
Well, thank you,
okay,
Susan. We've got some more callers.
You.
We
great.
Love you.
Go for it. Love you all.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
We have Sarah. Hi, beautiful Sarah. How are you today?
Aloha, beautiful Nancy and Glenda and this beloved community. I'm out on the trail with my two hiking cats, Sweetie and Joni. And I just wanted to first say I just am so grateful to have this community to come to each week. I was just having a heavy heart, and it was just such a blessing. Like, my friends are here. This is where I can go and give and receive blessings and love. And so thank you, Glenda, and thank you to this entire community, and thank you, Yeshua. I want to ask a special blessing for a dear friend named Kitty Walter, and that's actually my boyfriend Scott's mom, who's 90, and she's in the hospital. It's just a special blessing for her and for all who are in hospitals and all who work there, blessings for all of their work. And I want to ask a blessing for me, for my summer class that's about to start, for my students and for all students and our study together. And then finally, a blessing for me and for my brothers and sisters who can relate to this one, where I just how to really hold empathy without absorbing others' emotions. I just haven't quite learned how to do that one, and I just can really feel affected by others' emotions, and it really hurts. Love to learn more about how to do that, how to hold that space of love and compassion and not absorbing it.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Yeah.
Well, when you have such a big heart and you love so fully, it sometimes can be a whammy. But I know Glenda's got some Yeshua thoughts on this for sure.
Yeah.
Well, it could be a whole seminar. In fact, I've thought about making it a seminar because it's something we really, really do need to learn. Empathy unites us with others.
Yes.
And so there's got to be a little bit of washback. However, other people have to be given. And see, I think it starts instead of, you can't really be the one who pulls away, because then it destroys the empathy. You see, empathy is activated by your willingness to share union with another person, in terms of which is what makes it different from sympathy. Sympathy is giving grace to another person, caring for them, and trying to create a benevolent harmony for them to get through what they're going through. Okay, that's sympathy. Empathy is actually being there with them as part of what they're going through.
Yeah.
So if you pull away, it destroys some of the empathy, and that's the problem you're dealing with. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the way you approach that, the best way I know, is you see and celebrate their sovereignty as a person. They need to go through this themselves. You can hold the empathy, but it's them you need to put into their own sacred space, because whatever happened to them will bring them powerful and important lessons for their life. Lessons they need to have, revelations they need to have, and opportunities they need to be able to receive without interference from other people. And so when you see allowing them to have their sovereignty, when you see that as a benevolent act, then you can put a little space between you and them without it in any way diminishing your empathy. So that's the easiest recipe I can give you.
Yeah.
And the rest we don't have time to go into today.
I hope you do that seminar.
I've actually been thinking about it.
One. That'd be a good one. Yeah.
Well, it's a really, really important cure for what's going on in our world today, because there's so much disagreement, so much distrust, so much fighting. And I totally aside from wars, I'm talking about just mental fighting. Like, I'm not going to put up with this. I don't want to go down this road. Don't do this to me, et cetera, et cetera. You know the subject lines. They're all out there. And it comes under the general heading of separation, okay? And there's empathy would be almost impossible in this state of separation. But you can actually use this separation to create an even more powerful empathy, which is what Yeshua did when he walked on the earth. But that's a long story. And it's a story that needs to be told. It's a lesson that needs to be provided, because we can learn that lesson. And by learning it, we can allow for disagreements, because they're not just secondary, or they're not just tertiary. They're not, I mean, you can't push them down the line far enough from how unimportant they are, because in the end, we're all going to share the same results, and that's what we need to be looking at. We need to be focusing upon the result that we want, not just for ourselves, but for all of us together. What do we want? How do we want to be together? Because there are a lot of changes happening right now, and a lot of forces trying to take charge of those changes. But we need to be part of the change. We need to be contributing to it from our beliefs, our faith, our reality, because it's the only way we maintain a free society. And actually, a little addition I could add on empathy is, I don't think there's any such thing as real freedom without it, because we have to love others enough to let them have their own life. And at the same time, love them enough to see them as part of our world.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you, Glenda. Thank you, Sarah, for bringing that up, you know?
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, yeah, Sarah would be a good one to bring it up, because you are our aloha girl.
Yes.
For sure. You know, sometimes backing out really helps others. I had that experience there with a friend that felt like I was on rescue mission, and I would get sucked in, and Glenda gave me some really good advice once. And but, you know, I didn't want to rob her from building her own inner strength from her, you know, dealing with all of her life and frustrations. And I couldn't fix all those frustrations, but I understand where you're coming from. So thank you so much for sharing.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, we'll keep you in the blessing and all of your requests.
Yes.
So.
And
enjoy
for all
those.
Of us. Yeah. We love you, Sarah. Thanks for being here.
I love you.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Sweetie and Joni. I love those names for your kitties. I can just see them walking with you. How precious.
This entire call so far. Absolutely.
Well, have a wonderful rest of your Sunday.
You too. Aloha.
Aloha. Okay, Glenda, we have Stormy. Your line is open.
Yes, Nancy, I wish to answer some of what you were speaking about, how the verbal conversation is special. Having been there at the wedding chapel, if that's right, Glenda, in Fort Worth, at the church in Dallas, and then back at the Christ Truth League for the third time, being in the audience every time, three times over, Glenda, I didn't just listen to you. I listen to the audience listen to you.
Oh, yeah. That must have been really,
and that,
really something.
That's what I get to receive. And not only do I hear you, I get to hear what everybody else is hearing you say. I'm listening to every one of them. And that is one of the reasons why people, everywhere I've traveled, just besides me being who I am anyhow, people want to be near me, Glenda. They can hear all of those conversations. That's how close each and every one of us are and can be with each other all the time.
That's
it's
right.
Just the way I was born. When I go to a movie theater, I don't just don't watch the movie theater. I watch everybody in the theater watch the movie. And that gives me a much, much bigger perspective than other people. And what a blessing that I have that.
And that is real empathy. It really is. It is real empathy.
Yeah.
And that kind of spirit is not just for holy moments or in moments of enlightenment. But I bet you everybody in this audience has been to some kind of sport or team activity where you were in the stadium and you felt the fans that were cheering on the team, and you could feel the energy of the fans playing the game as much as the team. It was all just an enormous union of spirits. And personally, I think this is why people get, I shouldn't say hooked, but I will, because I don't mean it in a bad way. People get really hooked on sports because there's so much of this. Exactly what you're talking about, Stormy. The audience mm-hmm. becomes the team. And the same when we go to concerts. The participants in the concert are just about to explode with what they're feeling from the musicians or the singers or the players or whatever it is. It becomes a whole collective phenomena where we are really one person experiencing and creating that concert. And you can't get that on TV. You can't, you gotta go live. And this is where, I just love live performances of all kinds because of how it feels. It just feels amazing.
Well, thank you, Stormy, for bringing that up. We love hearing from you.
It just goes to show how much we really want to be connected to each other, even though we have differences.
That's right. That's right. We do. We really, really do. And when we can celebrate that and create it in a positive way, we will have the earth we want to live on. And I pray that our children will inherit that. And we can either watch from
heaven. But it's like when you ask, when you ask Jesus, are we going to make it? He said, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you did your lecture on the angels at our Episcopal group, you ask him, are we going to make it? And he says, yes, we will make it.
Yes.
So I guarantee, in the famous words, well, I guarantee.
We got another team in the group.
Yeah. Okay. It's time.
Well, Stormy, God's in charge. There's no way we're going to lose.
Yeah, I remember a definition of sin.
One who created it all is in charge. We're going to win. We just, the only unknown is how much do we have to go through to get there. And that's what we do on these Sundays with each other.
and with our loved ones in life from learning how to open up and deal with these subjects together and find that harmony and that union together. So little by little, we're spreading it in a big way.
Yeah. There's a big church nearby me that's been listening to my music for, 10 to 15 years, and I've never been there, but the minister once asked me, after he brought my music back to me at a state park, a ministry in the woods, he wanted me to be a part of his church. He was going to pay me to be a musician at this big Baptist church, and I says, "Is your congregation ready for me?" And he went, "No." I says, "Well, get them ready for me and those like me to come." And he found that very, very encouraging. And, all of us are getting each other ready. So what we're doing.
That's right. That's right. Well, Stormy, I think we better get ready for our blessing. So bless you. We love you, and we're all going to be together in this.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Stormy.
Well,
okay, Glenda, our board is clear.
Good. All right. Well, we are right on time for starting our blessing today. So, all right. So we are ready to get ready. I can't believe all this Texas stuff that's coming up today. Well, what can you expect when you've got a couple of Texans on the board and a bunch of you guys in the roundup out there? I guess it's just going to happen some Sundays. All right, kids, let's get ready to receive the Holy Spirit, Yeshua, and our Heavenly Father. Here's how you can receive it. Well, there's not a thing you need to do. You just need to receive. And the limper you are, the better. Meaning you got resistance to nothing. You're just open. You're open to be imprinted by the Spirit of God. You're open to be infilled and inspired by the Holy Spirit. And you're open to the love of Christ. Now, Yeshua said to the apostles, "I will be with you always. I will never leave you." And that extends to you and to me. So where does he live? Well, he lives in our heart. Whenever we love, we're loving with him, and he's loving with us. Whenever we think of a charitable deed we can do, a gift we can give, an act of healing and construction in life and in the world, he's there with us. The Holy Spirit he referred to as our counselor, meaning that revelations would come through the Holy Spirit, answers would come through the Holy Spirit, and energy that has the power to heal and transform will come through the Holy Spirit. Now, what about our Heavenly Father? Well, our Heavenly Father is everything. He is the grand umbrella of existence, making all things possible. With our Heavenly Father, there are no boundaries. There are no limitations. There's only possibilities. There's only union. There's only love. That's it. And so, as we receive from the three parts of the divine, the Holy Trinity, we receive in these ways. And overall, it comes as love. It comes energetically. And it comes as endless possibility being offered to us
as growth, opportunity, or even safe surrender. You know, in my life, some of my greatest blessings have come when I just surrendered from something I'd been opposing, or someone I didn't particularly like, or something I didn't want to do. And I just surrendered. You know, I was on my way to becoming a professional artist. I had my Bachelor of Fine Art degree. I wanted to go on and get my master's degree in painting. No one would give it, no one would, even though I was an honor student, straight A, no one would give me admission. They wanted me to become an art historian. Well, I fought that. It's not like it was something evil. It's just, it's not what I wanted. I mean, I was a little kid at the ice cream cart, and someone was trying to give me chocolate ice cream, and I said, no, no, I want cherry ice cream. And you've seen little kids that are like that. Okay. Well, in my case, I just surrendered. I said, okay, I'll go. And I got the best scholarship available in the United States on that particular subject. I went to New Orleans, to Tulane University. The rest is history, all because I surrendered. Usually, there are only two reasons why we ever fight. One is that there's something is really wrong that needs to be dealt with. If you clear that out of the way, then the only other reason we fight is because it's not what we want. So you have to ask yourself, well, are the things that I want getting the job done? How's it working for you on getting what you want? And maybe the answer is, well, I still want it, even if it's not working. Maybe it'll work tomorrow. Mm-mm. Rethink that one right there. That's a good place to surrender. So our Heavenly Father makes it safe to surrender because He's in charge. He's in charge of everything. When you surrender, He will bring something better. It's always happened in my life, you know. And I have, like Susan was talking about, I've had actual or potential illnesses. I didn't want to go see a doctor about because I was afraid I would be given a diagnosis that would result in procedures I didn't want, et cetera, et cetera. You write the rest of the story. But I surrendered. I went, and I found that it was just something simple that I needed a little bit of physical therapy on. And then that turned into something even better. I'm telling you guys, surrender is a good thing when you're under the umbrella of God. Okay? It's a good thing. But that doesn't mean surrender to a bandit at your front door. You just stay safe and call the police. You know, don't fight. Just stay safe and do what you need to do. There are times when we need to fight. Most of the time, it's all about us being stubborn. Most of the time. Well, I'm speaking for myself. You might live in a very, very dangerous area where people are literally are fighting. But even there, and I do counsel people in dangerous countries, even there, a lot of it is just personal resistance to change. We resist change because we don't know that it will be good. But when we are surrendering to God, the changes are good. And that's what I hope you will learn. That's what I hope you will experience and then wrap around your soul and your being. Okay. So now just to get physically ready, again, there's not much there. Just stretch a little bit. Stretch your arms and both arms and turn your neck to the side, back and forth and up and down so that you stretch. You want to particularly stretch the back of your neck where it comes up to the brainstem and your upper back because the shoulders are just a concoction of stress. So
from every direction, from your arms, your neck, and your back, and it all converges right there. So move your shoulders around. Open that up. Open. Yeah, that's it. Okay, and then turn your torso to the right and the left and back again, and extend your legs out. Stand if you can, but if you can't, just extend your legs out and move your foot so that you stretch the muscles in your leg, and lift your legs if you can. So again, you're stretching out the muscles. Stretching is very, very therapeutic, and we all should be stretching our bodies several times a day because it increases circulation, and circulation not only brings energy and nutrition to our bodies, but it also brings oxygen, and oxygen, and it cleans our cells. So that's just the act of stretching could really, really suffice for physical therapy. It could. It's not to say that you should consider other types of physical activity, but stretching is one of those essentials that makes your body work. And I do it first thing when I get up in the morning, and I do it at night because if I'm all stretched out, my body relaxes better and I go to sleep faster. It's simple. Okay, well, enough of that. Let's get into our blessing now. And we're going to, first of all, take a deep breath, very, very deep. Expand your diaphragm as far as you can take it. Hold it. And now exhale it slowly, but thoroughly, pushing up all of the air out of your lungs. And now we take in another very, very deep breath. Expanding the diaphragm, pushing down into your belly. Hold it. And now release it. And feel the cleanness that that brings into your body. It's very clean. And let's do the four square breath. We're not going to do it together. We'll do it. You will do it while I'm in my prayer to Yeshua. But this is basically the way it works. You're going to breathe out. You're going to exhale, which is your gift into life. Okay. And that's why we're going to count before doing it. That's your gift into life. You're going to pause to the count of four to allow the gift to be received. So you don't return your immediately to inhale. Then you're going to inhale to the count of four. That's receiving your gift back from life. And you're going to count to four to assimilate that gift into your body and use it. This is a very, very mindful breathing. It will create peace within your breathing. Of all the things that our body does, the only two things we don't think about is our blood circulating and breathing. We normally do not think about these things, and yet these are the forces of life. We cannot really regulate the blood flow because that's under control of the autonomic system, but we can, to some degree, mindfully control our breath. And that gives us input into everything for appreciation and love and nourishment and gratitude. To give, to pause, to receive, and to pause. In all the many, many studies I've made of ancient practices and beliefs concerning breath, in every single one, the greatest part of breathing was the pause. The pause between giving and receiving, and the pause between receiving and giving again.
I'm not sure why, but I think it's because in that pause is when we really express ourselves and we open ourselves to receive. So you will be practicing that while I offer my prayer to Yeshua. And then begin your prayer. You're going to pray because it helps to target the energy coming to you for your needs, your desires, and the good of your life. So let us begin. You start your breathing. Dear Yeshua, Lord of our life, Lord of the universe, the one who holds love for all of us in all things, in all ways. We thank you for being with us today, for coming to this blessing to give us the answers we need, the blessings we need. And we are here asking, not just for ourselves, but for others who don't know, they must ask. We ask for them. We ask for those who need hope, who need to strengthen their faith, and for those who need love. For those who need to give love, and for those who need to respect love. For in love, all good things are born, develop, grow, and are received. We ask that you be with the children. We ask that you be with the homeless. We ask that you be with those struggling with changes of life, that they not give up hope, that they know there is an answer in God. And that answer lies within themselves as a great potential of creation and expression into life. We ask that you be with all of those who are bereaved today because of their loss of a loved one. We ask that you help them to see that in God's universe, nothing is ever lost. Just a little bit rearranged. And the union we have in our hearts will never be broken. We stay with those we love forever. And now we surrender into your arms, into your love, into the protection of our Heavenly Father, to receive the guidance, the energy, and the gifts and the revelations of the Holy Spirit. We especially love and honor the Holy Spirit on this second day of Pentecost. All of these things we ask in your name, your blessed name. Amen. Blessing givers, will you join me now? Let us offer the blessing.
Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, you need to lie down in a bed or lie flat on the sofa and receive. Do not pray anymore. Do not think about anything. Be a blank slate. Just receive. And continue receiving through the next week as you go about living. The blessings are there. The receiving is yet to come. So complete the receiving. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now. God bless you.